Loser.
Hot Like Burning. Co-written by Aphelont.
And General Ginger.
You know what I was thinking today? There needs to be fic about Ronan and Rodney during those 2 weeks when Taylor and John are both missing. Why have I not read this yet? I mean, really, who could resist the angst and bonding? Abandonment issues? Comfort through food and stick training? Maybe they're just waiting until Taylor is back. The angst cannot be complete until canon completion?
Yeah.
Crickets.
2 days later. Okay, I didn't really understand this email until yesterday when I watched The Last Man in the airport. God, you are so right! 2 weeks! And they had to be panicking! I bet Lauren totally suspected the Janai of kidnapping. Oh, and parenthetically, sorry about how I totally poorly faked knowing what you were talking about.
I know, right? 2 weeks of wonderful, glorious angst! Lauren would be all, what do you mean he didn't get there? I watched him go through the gate! And then Rodney would be like, first you let Taylor get called, now you lost Shepard in a wormhole. And Lauren would be all, sad face. And Carter would be all like, McKay. And Ronan would loom.
Poor Lauren. I bet Ronan showed up at his quarters pre-dawn every day and was all, time to spar. And then just beat him up. Every day. And Lauren would be all, okay. I think McKay would be too frantic to actually do anything but make the occasional offhand accusatory comment.
And not only does Lorne feel hideously guilty about losing half of ART-1, but he's also worried that Carter's going to take away his gate team, because he's the first to admit he's sort of fucked up a lot recently. So on top of daily morning death matches with Ronan, he's doing his own job, plus Shepard's. He was already doing his paperwork, though. Plus, he's jumping at every opportunity to go out and look for Taylor. Because, damn it, he's going to make things better. Lauren is so relieved when Shepard comes home, and it turns out that it wasn't Lauren's fault after all. Ronan doesn't let up on the sparring, though, but Lauren's okay with that.
I bet Lauren makes life kind of hell for the entire military contingent, too. Not in a malicious way. Just that everyone is going to be on eggshells.
Right, because he's not getting enough sleep, and the guilt, and the job-related stress, and worrying about Taylor and the baby, and everything else... And he's not so unflappable. More like the guy you don't want to meet in a dark alley. Which, by the way, is totally hot. It's a long, long couple weeks for everyone.
OMG. I have never thought that Lauren was that hot before, and suddenly... Pretty? Yes. Hot? Not really.
Word, sister. If I were Taylor, I wouldn't have been able to resist. Well, I suppose if I were Taylor, I might not have noticed... But with being in love with someone else, and distress about my missing people, and also I would have been culled pretty much right after, but maybe when she gets back? There is no time limit on that kind of hotness. My god, I hope he is in more episodes next season. Also, more of the sleepwear, please. I'm thinking movie night. It's late. People, hopefully Shepard, Lorna, McKay, yes, come in comfy clothes. Everyone passes around Taylor's baby like he's a popcorn bowl, but it's Lauren who holds him when he starts to get cranky, because no one else really has experience with kids. Except maybe Jennifer, being the kind of doctor who has a tub of lollies. But she's busy being adorable with Ronan, while Shepard keeps shooting careful looks between them and Rodney, who is, of course, oblivious to it all. And if Taylor smiles more at Lauren than she used to, well, she'll blame it on the baby jewel all over his collar.
Yeah, Taylor has other things to worry about. But I bet a lot of other people are getting distracted and accidentally walking into things, tripping, losing track of their thoughts when he storms by, all rumpled and determined and guilty. Also, yes, what do you want to bet Shepard is going to cockblock McKay like a maniac with Keller? Actually, that would be sort of awesome. He could drive her right back into Ronan's arms. Hot.
Like Zelenka, who is usually straight, and Sam, who should not be thinking of her subordinates like that. No matter how attractively they stride down hallways. And Keller, even though it's her boyfriend who beats them up every morning. And Katie, who is about to leave for Earth but almost changes her mind. And Biro, who actually drags Lorne into a closet and would have had her way with him, except there was an unscheduled off-world activation and he ran off, shooting terrified looks at her over his shoulder. And Chuck, who is so distracted by Lorne that he misses his chair and tumbles halfway down the gate room stairs. And Parrish, who blushes every time he and Lauren are in the same room, which isn't actually different from any other day, except for the particular shade of red. I'll be disappointed if there is no cock-blocking in season 5, or John awkwardly trying to set the two of them up before Taylor tells him that Ronan likes Keller, and that's when things really get awkward.
I want to see Chuck sit down and miss his chair so bad.
That would be epic.
The end.